Hi, my name is Sharon Friaz, pastor of Children's Ministries here at Southview Alliance Church, and I have the incredible privilege of working with our Children's Ministries team here at Treasure Seekers. It's been a real gift to minister to children and their parents at Southview, and our goal in Treasure Seekers is to equip and encourage our community's children to walk and grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, I am so excited to partner with you in this incredible step of faith by dedicating your child to God. As a family ministries team, we've spent time with many great parents who are just a little further down the road of raising their children than you are. The consistent question we asked them was, if you had an opportunity to give a brand new mom or dad any advice, what would it be? The answer to that question is what we want to share with you through this process. I'm sure many people in your life right now are telling you to enjoy every moment with your child because time is going to go by so fast. Although your days may seem long and sleepless nights are even longer, the truth is that before you know it, you're going to be looking eye to eye with your teenager as they are asking you for your keys to the car. That is where many parents are right now. Parents with teenagers are seeing their kids learn to drive, and it really begins to sink in that they only have a few short years left before they're packing their bags and heading off to college. Parents begin to think, what are those final life lessons that we want to make sure that we teach them? But the truth is that the most important lessons have already been taught. Parents of teens are not so much teaching anymore as they are coaching and guiding. The years of teaching really start at the beginning. Because we believe that who your child becomes in life is largely shaped in childhood, we decided that we would take this opportunity to help you think right now about what matters most to your child's future. So we have a very simple mission for you as new parents. Our heart's desire is that you would decide right now what will matter most to your child's future, and that you will parent your child starting today with that end in mind. In other words, you would think about that day when your young child is all grown up, ready to pack his or her bags for college, and that you would decide right now to do the things that really matter to your child in the long run. As preparation to participate in the child dedication celebration, we're going to ask you to listen to a series of three talks. There's so much that we can say about parenting, and these talks are not meant to be comprehensive, but these three topics have the potential to have an incredible impact on your child. We want you to listen to these talks and discuss them as a family. As part of each talk, we're going to challenge you to complete a simple homework assignment together. Now, we know that your time is valuable, so we did our best to keep these talks short and the homework simple. You can listen to these messages and complete the homework at your own pace. Once this is done, you will attend a short orientation with some of our pastors and others who are also dedicating their children. Then, you're ready for the child dedication celebration. If you'd like more information about these steps, please visit our website, www.southviewchurch.com. You're about to hear from Sam Seifert, the pastor of family ministry here at Southview and the father of two. He's going to talk to you about the most important decision that your child will ever make. We are so grateful for this opportunity to share our hearts with you. Parenting is the most difficult job you will ever do, and none of us can possibly do it perfectly. But our hope and our prayer is that through this process, you will parent your child with confidence, knowing that what you do every day really, really matters.
I can still remember the day. In fact, it was one of the scariest moments of my life. My wife, Cammy, and I had just come home from the hospital with our newborn baby girl, Ava. There we were, Cammy and I, excited, nervous, exhausted, and all alone with our little baby girl. I was scared. Honestly, I wish they would have sent a nurse home with us, because I had no clue what to do. And in some ways, that feeling has never really gone away. You see, there are days when I feel like I'm a pretty good dad, and then there are others when I feel like a failure. And for me, parenting is easily one of the most incredible yet challenging experiences I have ever had in my entire life. Now, I bet some of you can relate to that. So for those of us who have good days and bad days, incredible days and challenging days as parents, I'm glad you've chosen to listen to this and be a part of our child dedication journey. And our hope is that you would be encouraged, that you'd be equipped, and that you would be confident as you venture into this amazing journey called parenting. And over the next 10 minutes, here's what I want to do. I simply want to share something that could accomplish all three of those objectives. We want to encourage, we want to equip, and we want to build your confidence as a parent. And to start out, I want to share a truth with you. Though it's hard to grasp, it's one I believe with all my heart, and here's the truth. God loves my child more than I do, and God loves your children more than you do. And I know it's kind of hard to grasp, but in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says this. He says, "Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" In other words, what I kind of take from that passage is that God's love for you and God's love for me and God's love for your children and God's love for my child is unparalleled and incomparable. And so if we believe this is true, that God loves our children more than we do, then the most important decision our children will ever make is the decision to follow God, is the decision to place their faith in Jesus and follow him. And as a parent, this is our ultimate goal, to point our children to Jesus. And while sports and academics and extracurricular activities, all of that is really incredibly important, but all of it is secondary to inviting your children and mine into a relationship with Jesus. And here's the thing, and if I may be so bold, I think this is where a lot of parents get it wrong. Let me explain. While some parents would agree that the most important decision their child will ever make is to become a Christ follower and place their faith in Christ, I also think many parents assume that it is the church's responsibility to make that happen. In fact, many parents are really good at dropping their child at all the church events. In fact, maybe you kind of grew up in that area or arena. You grew up being dragged to church by your parents and you went kicking and screaming. And chances are the reasons they wanted you there was that so you could get confirmed or baptized or for a variety of other reasons. And there's nothing wrong with that. But my point is this. My point is that it isn't the church's responsibility to introduce my child to Jesus. It's my responsibility. It's my wife Cammie's responsibility. This is our role. And this is why this is true. And this is kind of our bottom line for this talk. What happens at home is much more important than what happens at church. Let me say that again. What happens at home is much more important than what happens at church. Granted, this may sound strange coming from a church, but think about it. Kids only spend a few hours each week at church in comparison to the hours they spend growing up at home. So bottom line, what happens at home is more important than what happens at church. Now this by no means is meant to discount the impact of the church upon our children, not by any means. The church has an incredibly important role. It's just not the lead role. So our desire as a church is to partner with you, to be a resource for you as you lead your children into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. It's why our children's ministry team has gone to such great lengths to create this child dedication journey that you are on. And you understand this. It'd be really easy to gather you all in a room and do a ceremony, and that's fine, that's great. We simply want to be more than that, though. We want to partner with you and again encourage, equip, pray, and cheer and make you confident as you lead your child to the Lord. Now, there are many ways that we partner with you as a church. For example, in Ark Builders, our preschool environment, we teach your children three basic truths. It's God loves them, God made them, and Jesus wants to be their friend forever. God loves them, God made them, and Jesus wants to be their friend forever. Everything we do and everything we teach is designed with these simple truths in mind. As your child gets older and leaves Ark Builders for our elementary age environment called Kingdom Builders and Club 56, our strategy of partnering with you continues in creative, age-relevant ways. In fact, this continues all the way up to Revolution, our high school environment, kind of from diapers to diplomas. Still, we remind parents along the way that what happens at home is more important than what happens at church. Having said all of that, I want to share with you the single most important factor in determining your child's spiritual growth and development. This is far greater than any church program, far greater than any church ministry or recreational league can provide. Not only is this the single most important factor in determining your child's spiritual growth and development, it is also the single most important objective for you as a parent. So ready? Here it is. The most important factor in determining the development of your child's spiritual growth is the development of your spiritual growth, mom. Is the development of your spiritual growth, dad. So let me ask you a question. Are you growing spiritually? Are you growing in your relationship with God? Are you growing in your relationship with Christ? And if not, let me just be honest with you. The chances of your child's spiritual development are limited. In many respects, as you go, so goes your child. And the reason this is true is because children learn more by who you are versus what you say. So in many ways, this child dedication journey is more about your spiritual development than your child's. If you are growing in your relationship with Christ, you place yourself in a much, much better place as a parent to lead your child spiritually. It's just that simple. Now, I know that can sound intimidating for many of us because all of us are at a variety of different stages spiritually and in our relationship with Christ. So I want to point you to three simple action items that I think, or we think, will help you. First, our desire is that you would get into a small group, a group of people that you can journey life together with, because we believe that life change happens best within the context of relationships, a relationship with God and a relationship with others. Plus, this will model to your children the importance of small groups. This is important because your children will be in small groups from treasure seekers all the way to revolution, our high school environment. And for more information on what a small group is and how to get involved in a small group, you can just go to our church website, click on small groups, and it will tell you all the information that you need to know. But first, again, our desire is that you would get into and remain in a small group for the purpose of growing spiritually. Second, we encourage you to start praying every night with your child. And this is a great ritual to begin to incorporate from very early on in the life of your child. In fact, one of my favorite times during the day is getting to pray with my daughter, Ava, at bedtime. And this is the moment we as parents get to whisper into their lives. Thank you, Lord, that you have a very special plan for Ava. Lord, thank you for blessing us with such a wonderful daughter. And help us to be parents that show her how to live a life that is pleasing to you. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to save us from our sins. And thank you for loving us always and forever, no matter what. You know what I'm excited about as we pray with Ava? I'm excited for the day we get to hear her pray and start repeating the things that Cammy and I have been praying. I'm looking forward to those moments. So let me repeat. First, join and be committed to a small group for your own spiritual development. And second, begin praying with your kids every night before they go to bed. Don't wait. No matter if they're just a real small infant, no matter how young they are, start now. Because it will be a ritual for you, and I promise you, if you do this, you will create some incredibly rich memories. Third and finally, we want you to begin praying regularly as a couple. Pray for your marriage. Pray for your children. Pray for your own relationship with Christ. So here it is again. Join a small group, pray with your children each and every night, and pray regularly as a couple. Those three action items will go a very long way towards introducing your child to the love of their Heavenly Father. Now, why is this important? It's important because what happens at home is more important than what happens at church. And when you understand and live this out, what happens at church takes on an even greater significance because you're living it out Monday through Saturday. And your children will learn more by who you are versus what you say. Finally, before I close, I've got one other challenge for you. And this may sound a bit daunting, I understand that, but trust me, if you'll do this, this will have an incredible significance for your child in the not-so-distant future. And here's the challenge. I want you to write a letter to your child. It doesn't have to be long, it doesn't even have to be good. But the cool thing is that only you as their parent can write a letter of this significance. There are no formulas. It can be short, it can be long, it can be handwritten, or it can be typed. The format isn't important. What's important is sharing your heart, and this is one of those suggestions that many parents agree would be a good thing to do, but they never really get around to doing it. So before we go any further in this, grab 15 minutes and write a letter from you to your child. What are your dreams for them? What are your hopes for them? Again, the cool thing about this idea is this is a letter that only you can write. So I want you to write a letter to your child. And just so you know, I'm not asking you to do something that I haven't already done. I wrote a letter to my daughter, Ava. It only took a few minutes, but I believe it will last a lifetime when she reads it, when she's much, much older. Okay, Mom and Dad, here's what I want to challenge you to do as you finish your letter. I want you to pray together for the day that your child accepts Christ. This is a prayer that you will pray over and over and over again. As a dad who is praying this, I know when that day arrives and when Ava places her faith in Christ, it will be a day I will never forget. forget.